Hi, this is Paul Slatkis. This is Good News Planet. It's 3 o'clock on April 8th, a date in between. Well, today is Passover this evening, Easter. Palm Sunday was on Sunday. Easter will be this coming weekend. And lots of religious occurrences occurred during this time. We're actually working on a whole outreach to do something at the Temple Mount or the Holy Sanctuary, which is a revered location for the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians. So for peace, we're all peace. We're very involved with peace, as everybody knows, and we will continue to be forever. The good news today is that actually some scenarios in the New York area, which is where we are maybe on a little bit of a holding pattern. As far as concerns, however, of course, every situation is still quite sad, and hopefully a vaccination will occur soon, and we will move forwards from here. So actually what we want to share today is actually a thanks to begin with for our heroes. What we've been doing here on the Upper West Side, which is where I live, is to be able to share a moment of thanks. And so let's hear what's going on over here. This is my backyard. Serious crowd up here. A lot of thankful people. As we all are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Upper West Side, 789th. That's over there, 80th Belmont.
All right. Let's pray.
And be thankful.
Okay, so from there, we're going to go and do a segment. This is a movie that we were involved with. Ron Bashy, a good friend, created. It's about first responders. It goes along with being thankful for first responders, for nurses, for public service workers, and actually being thankful for everybody. Everybody who's kind and loving and caring, which is most of the world. We honor them. And so this movie, it was called The First Responders, actually. And we created this about 2 months ago or so. It's been in a bunch of film festivals. And I congratulate them. They asked me to do the music, and I did do the music. And so, hey, James. Hey, Carter. All right. So it's all good. Let me show a little bit of this is, well, you'll see. A movie speaks for itself.
I can be a lonely place, a quiet shell of no regard. Within erupt the swirls of fear, past failure, future dread.
Sorry. My computer is bugged. Pop-ups.
Fear this man faces. What has happened that makes him its victim?
He's at arrest. You're just gonna stand there and move. Give me the defib and the Narcan. Be advised, we have cardiac arrest. Do you have any medics available?
He's strong, but he's hurting inside.
Really? Hey, Sam, wait up a sec.
Not now, Jay. I've had enough for today. I'm leaving.
And this hurt affects everyone near to him. This is a movie every first responder and everyone else should see. Is his story your story? The First Responder.
Okay, so we were honored to be involved with that movie. It's not easy being a first responder. It's not easy being... It's not even easy being alive, as we all know. Life has its ups and downs. I think Scott Peck used to say, life is difficult, in his famous book, The Road Less Traveled, which was on the best-selling list for like 800 weeks. But once you understand there's ups and downs, life maybe has a little bit more empathy and sympathy, and you have more sympathy and empathy, and you kind of figure out your way to how to deal with what you need to. So the upside here is, let's take a moment with this. This is a beautiful prayer. And I like to share this actually at times with those that are at need. And what does peace mean to you? I don't know if you can see this little thing, but I don't know who knows how to get rid of me being zapped on the computer. What does peace mean to you? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive, it is pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen, amen, we also say. And so, you know, I think what's interesting in essence in life sometimes is that words have a different meaning. You know, I'm a little older than I was a little 5 minutes ago. I have a couple more thoughts about what life is. I might have stumbled on a rock and... I say, geez, why did I stumble on it? Why was my brain somewhere else, or what made that happen? So, you know, you could read this every single day, probably for the rest of your life, and a different meaning might occur as a result of that. All right, well, we say our prayers, we say our blessings, we love those that are out there dealing with this pandemic. We love those that are dealing with not getting a glass of water. And our whole mission is to be open to share those that are helping, that are life-affirming, and in the process doing good. So let's go and take a moment with Claire.
And healthy and energized. And I'd like to just take a moment to thank you for all that you do, for your service to all of us. I know that you love the job that you do. And I hope that this routine will make it better for you. Thank you.
Bye, Carol.
Have a wonderful day. Namaste. Namaste means I honor the light in you that's the same in me. These are breathing techniques which will help you in everything you do, on and off the job, in every daily life activity that you have. You can do these in the morning upon awakening. You can even sit at the side of your bed or in a chair or at your desk throughout the day whenever you're feeling that you want to get a little more energy. But best done first thing in the morning. It's important that you make sure that your knees are level with the hips. So you may, like me, have to elevate your feet with either blocks or books or any kind of board. Just make sure that your feet are evenly elevated. And this helps relieve any tension from the low back. And especially when you're sitting at your desk, if the chair isn't low enough for your feet to be flat on the floor and knees elevated, please make sure you find something to place under your feet. And you could even just cross at the ankles. So let's start with the belly breathing. This is the basis of all the breathing techniques and the breathing that you should do throughout your daily yoga routine. Bringing your hands by your belly, close your eyes, bring your attention inward, and breathe in and out through your nostrils. Remembering to keep the jaw relaxed, teeth unclenched, tongue at fire point. Which I talk about in the tips chapter, is where the tip of the tongue gently connects with the ridge of the upper gum behind the two front upper teeth. As you inhale, the belly expands so the lungs can fill up. And as you exhale, your belly gently presses in towards the spine, emptying out the lungs, making room for the next breath. So we're breathing in and breathing out. Full, deep belly breaths. Then we come to sounding breath, which we combined with the belly breathing. It sounds like this. If you are familiar and comfortable with this breathing technique, just continue doing it while I give instruction. So we'll bring our hand up as if we have a mirror on our hand, and we're going to use our breath as if to fog up the mirror with our breath, exhaling the ha sound out the mouth. And do the same as if you have a mirror at the back of your throat to fog up the mirror back there. Inhale. Continue doing this a few times. And as you continue, just close your eyes and notice what's happening to your throat. It's slightly moving inward to create that sound. And you'll bring your hands down and continue with sounding breath. This is the most nourishing breath that you can give to every single cell in your body. Keep going. Sounding breath maintains and regulates your blood pressure. It actually slows down your heart rate and calms every single cell in your body. This is an incredible breathing technique to do when you find yourself in a highly stressful situation, or at night if you're unable to go back to sleep if you wake up. Just do 50 of these sounding breaths and you'll go back to sleep. Okay. So that's sounding breath. Now we have breath of fire, which is a very, very powerful breathing technique, which will give us lots of energy. So actually, if you're in a stressful situation, this is not the breathing technique you want to do. You do this when you need to get more energy, and really good first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And if you drink coffee, that's fine. Just do these breathing techniques first and then have your cup of coffee, because breath of fire is like giving us a natural speed. So it's rapid breathing in and out through the nostrils like this. It actually strengthens your abdominal muscles and nourishes the intestines, strengthens our kidneys and adrenal glands, and this really purifies your lungs, which is real important as a firefighter and being around smoke, that on a daily regular basis, you do purify your lungs, because you can with this breathing technique. So the breath out is just like a sniffle out, and the breath in is just like a sniffle in. When you exhale out, the belly goes in. So it's like this. And then you can speed it up. So I'll guide you with the words, I am, I am. As I say I, you take a breath in, and the am is the breath out. Okay? So I am, I am, I am. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Close your eyes, tongue. at Firepoint. Now inhale. Keep your eyes closed. Notice what's happened. Feel the energy, the heat that we've created. Slowly opening your eyes. This is a very powerful breathing technique, and if it feels uncomfortable for you, then you just don't want to do it. And the next breath that we'll do is a little easier and just as powerful. It's called rhythmic breathing. It's two breaths in through the nostrils and two breaths out through the nostrils. Has the same benefits as breath of fire. This breath also can help you get upstairs fast without getting winded. So you would match each breath to the step. But first, let's just review and do the breath together. So it's like this. Okay, so let's do this together. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. In, out, out. In, out, out. In, out, out. Tongue at fire point. And inhale. And exhale. Notice how you feel now. This, for a firefighter, and the sounding breath are the two most important breathing techniques you can do, because you can use these on the job. You can use them on your way to the fire. You can use them when you're in it, regulating the blood sugar levels, the blood pressure, calming yourself. That would be the sounding breath. The rhythmic breath gets you up the steps, uses less oxygen, and you'll have so much more energy. So when you do the in, out, out, for each breath, it's a step. So you would step, inhale, another step, inhale, and then another step, exhale, and another step, exhale. So it would be in, out, out, in, out, out. So go ahead and practice this in the stairs in your home or at work, because you want to practice it before, you know, getting yourself in that situation. And you'll pick it up in no time. Just a few trial runs, up and down, a couple sets of steps, and you'll be fine. And you'll notice it's really incredible. So go ahead and experience it and you'll see.
Okay, Claire, thank you very much. I really wanted to focus today on this and really share a lot of Claire. Because breathing is the pranayama of yoga, which is the most important part of yoga, as Claire says, who has actually been Deepak Chopra's yogi for 20 plus years, director of the Chopra Centers and my yogi. And we love Claire. And she's so, as Willow said, she's very calm. Hi, Raisa. And that's good. She's calm. She's a professor at Seton Hall and very special. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to, now that we're so calm, but this is very important stuff. She made this for the firefighters, okay, this video. And it's our heroes, once again, another group of heroes. Let's go to our Woodstock movie. Our Woodstock movie is titled Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And I just wanted to show something because this is what we need. What happens here is a good thing, and people go, boom.
Come here, Scott.
Boom.
It's all over. It's all over the war. We surrendered.
It's not possible. Why did we ever fight?
Ashley will be coming home. Yes, Ashley will be coming home. We'll plant more cotton. Cotton ought to go sky high next year.
Okay, I'm here with the First Lady, Matilda Cuomo. So well known for the good things that you do. Thank you very much for that. Well, you're here tonight for helping to educate. We're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. 193 countries agreed to a peace day. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? I really would love to know, what does peace mean to Matilda Cuomo?
Peace?
Peace.
La pace.
La pace.
Oh, It's everything. We have to know as adults how much it means to our young children to live in peace. And we have to learn and teach them when they're very young that you have to do things that are good for everybody. Be good, that's all. Be good and understanding. There are so many young kids today who are failing school. They have no family. We are inundated with prisons, with young men who are called, they're on probation when they come out. They need help. Because when you don't have the family, like the Pope told me just recently, he held my hands and he said, Matilde, la familia. And this is everything. It's everything in our life, the family. If they don't have a family, we're all looking to help them. That's why this brochure, I bring it, because this is to help the family, the kids who don't have anybody in their life. It's a very sad thing, very sad.
That is a family by itself.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have said it more beautifully. Thank you.
We love the Cuomo. So we have this little peace tunes in all our, name the song. Okay. Well, this is all our movie's 2 hours. One more song. We could use a break. Hey, Carter, you would understand this one. The Planetarium, Museum of Natural History. That's where we've been doing this show, but I'm not going out. But I might go out. Just to the corner. All right, this got to be the last song. The music drives me crazy.
I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire. Cause every night I am back, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me away.
Okay. Well, that's war. Billy Joel sings it and says it very clearly in there. Okay, let's go out and get some nature. And let's pray for solutions, for cures, and let's pray for all those that are in need. I'll take one moment out here because the magnolia. So it's 7 o'clock tonight. We'll go live. You're all welcome to tune in, and you'll hear our wonderful community of the Upper West Side share their love for the heroes. And firstresponders.com is the website for the movie First Responders. Sign up there and follow it. We're making a new movie, and they asked me to do some music for it. Thank you, Ron. Smell some air, the ailanthus tree, the tree that grows in Brooklyn. Anybody from Brooklyn? That is a tree from Brooklyn, the ailanthus. Guess what that tree is? That tree's a weed. It's a weed tree. Come on, it is. It's also called the shun tree for the Asian community. And the leaves are just gorgeous. It's beyond beautiful. Got a birch, and then down there is the Museum of Natural History. Yo, Carter. Hey, this guy escaped. All of a sudden, I came in the backyard, Pacassandra. Look how pretty the flower is. Huh? And this guy just keep, oh, and look how pretty the leaf is from the magnolia. And this is all real stone from my backyard. Cindy Lauper's the flamingos. Yeah, this guy, he just appeared here. Oh my God. Well, this is new, and this is a good, exciting kind of thing here. This is coming out now. This is the shad, variegated shad tree. So it has different branches. It's been here a bit, and it starts to flower, actually, when the shad go up the Hudson River down the street here. It's down there. See, when I moved in here, this all was unoccupied. It was abandoned 35 years ago. And so down there is the Hudson, and over there is the Museum of Natural History, Central Park. But this is a shad tree. Bobby Kennedy has a shad festival that he does. A lot of other good environmental concerns. Little Asian garden. You notice the stones are all round because they're from Southampton. The Asians with Buddhist Zen would use a sand like we have inside. All right, and Forsythia, whoop, oh no. Sorry, that's cool. That moss is from my little local town, Tarrytown, my family. Okay, I'm gonna play a song today. I'm in the mood, hopefully you'll enjoy it. This is a family, as Matilda Cuomo said. Oh, I'm glad I came over here because there's important things. This is a, the sun runs this thing. So, no power, but it turns. Not turning here because it's not super sunny under here. This is our good buddy Hug a Planet. And these are the clean. We want to be clean, right? Okay. Good news. Hey, listen, for anybody that has a company, and employees, this is a good time to do that SBA emergency loan. Remember, this is in crucial. You are loved. Okay, and these are from the Apollo 17. If you pay taxes, you paid for this picture. It's a NASA photo, and our good friend Robert Forenza gives us these, and he makes these little. Oh, a lot of patience. Oh, today is a patient day. That Claire can help you calm down. Remember this breathing technique. It's not even a technique. It should be a life factor. It is life factor. It goes along with love. So that's our movie. That's our Peace Day event. And that's my number. Caring, goodwill, warm affection, devotion, and our empathy. And be careful. Save money. And because when you save money, you don't need as much. See, look, here's a little thing that I got probably from my father's shoe store. We used to come down here. So we've been involved with China for, that's the Lunar New Year stamp, the first one, 35 years. That's how we're able to get a lot of medical supplies that we're working day and night to bring to America. And we continue on. Look, it turned into a nickel. Can buy a pickle. All right, so we're back over here. And listen, with the 95 mask, N95s, all right, or any mask, you know, schmutz gets on them. coronavirus schmutz also could get on them. Okay, so, you know, be careful. Learn how to also clean your mask. That's important, too. It's all part of the big picture. We need to be smart. Also, someone told me, you know, when you wear a mask, you should wear glasses. It's good to wear glasses at the same time because that's more protection, right? All right, I usually go over here. I welcome you one more time. Louise Hay, let's find something new. I relax, oh, that's good. I recognize my self-worth. Breathe in, breathe out, and keep your tongue by, your teeth. That's the tongue of fire point. And Claire states it beautifully.
Thank you. me.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for watching. I appreciate peace on earth, peace in your hearts and your souls. We pray for all those that are suffering worldwide, for all different kinds of concerns, not only coronavirus. There's many, many sadnesses, and there's very many, many, many gladfulnesses. So let's focus on both. Love you. Thank you very much. 3 p.m. tomorrow, 7 p.m. tonight here at the Upper West Side. Show their appreciation for all the heroes. And we love you all. Thank you. Share the love.